All right, Tuesday morning, a little slippery out there this morning. Do be careful. Cold, 27 degrees. More details in the weather forecast coming up in just a few minutes. Well, you heard about it from Dennis just a few minutes ago. The national champion in college football is Alabama. What a game it was last night. Even President Trump was there. ABC's Jim Ryan was there, too, and joins us on the line from Atlanta. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, guys. Exciting game, to be sure. It maybe not the first half, maybe not even the first three quarters. The Crimson Tide went through the first half without a score at all. They finally got up on the board in the third quarter. They tied it up right at the end within, 3 minutes until the end of the game. It was 20-20 at that point, Paul. And then in overtime, the Alabama Crimson Tide came back. The only time they led in this entire game was when they actually won it. The last play of the game, a freshman quarterback throwing to a freshman receiver, and they won it 26-23.
Yeah, it doesn't get much more exciting than that. I'm glad that I'm not the only one that bailed at halftime. President Trump left early, too, didn't he?
He did. I think that was kind of expected. I don't believe anybody thought he was going to stay the whole game, but he stayed through the first half. He came down onto the field, led the singing of the national anthem. The pretty Trump-happy crowd here, this being a Republican state, and Alabama a Republican state as well. There were some booing folks in the crowd, I suppose, some with their arms crossed and sat through the president's appearance. The big question, I think, a lot of folks were wondering, Paul, whether some of the players would take a knee, whether they would stage any sort of protest like that. They did not. In fact, the Georgia team wasn't even on the field for this. Three or four members of the Crimson Tide were out there, and they stood at attention.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, I was trying to see the same thing, and then after the national anthem, they showed on ESPN's coverage the players in the tunnel still waiting to come out, so they kept most of them behind, I guess. Long day for the president yesterday, but it sounds like a pretty friendly crowd there.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, and in fact, he couldn't miss coming to an SEC game because all 11 states were taken by President Trump in the election in November of 2016. He won them all. I think that was kind of the reason for coming down here. He knew it would be a friendly crowd, and he was right.
So Dome Stadium, so the weather didn't have an impact inside, but I guess outside, because the president was there, there was an extra layer of security, and it meant that the lines to get into the stadium were pretty long, and a lot of fans were unhappy about having to stand out there in the rain for so long.
Yeah, they were. It was chilly and it was rainy. There was a drizzle falling persistently throughout the afternoon, and I think people were irritated by that. The place was covered with Secret Service agents, county sheriff's deputies, local police, all of them there. But we're told that by organizers, the appearance of the president really didn't add any layer of security because this was already considered a high security event, and like any large crowd event is in 2018. Considering what happened last year in Vegas and elsewhere. So, but there were long lines out there. By the way, the stadium, $1.6 billion, built, they finished it about 6 months ago. Last night, Paul, the roof was leaking just a bit.
Whoops. Add that to the checklist. Jim, we appreciate the report. Thanks so much for joining us.
Talk to you later.
Take care. Bye-bye.